This is Lorne Greene. Before the cowboys rode herd, and the pony soldiers opened the plains, and the wagon trains settled the far west, there were the mountain men. Men who came west to trap beaver and to discover a new way of life amid nature's spectacular beauty. Men who lived by their wits, courage, and skill with a Green River knife or a Hawken Brothers flintlock rifle. A few became famous. Jim Bridger, William Sublette, Tom Fitzpatrick, and Kit Carson. Fewer still became rich, and most died at the hands of hostile Indians or the elements. The fate of one mountain man, P.G. Waite, remains to be seen. Waite staggers across the great grassy plains of eastern Wyoming, exhausted and bleeding from an open head wound. The sweet thought of revenge for his bushwhacking back in the mountains is Waite's sole motivation to reach Fort Atkinson alive. The bushwhackers took Waite's pack horses, a year's worth of beaver pelts, his knife, rifle, and possibles. They left him for dead. But P.G. Waite is a hard man to kill.
Them wolves is fighting so hard over who gets to eat that buffalo calf. They can't even smell me.
The two pointed stones P.G. Waite picks up off the ground are his only weapons against the wolves in the gully below him.
Get your scrawny hides away from my dinner, you prairie tramps! Wah!
And that's only the beginning of our story.
Mutual Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. 5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week, brought to you in Elliot Lewis's production of the Mutual Radio Theater. Our story, Mountain Ways by Bruce Martin. Our stars, Vic Perrin and Miles McNamara.
Fort Atkinson Trading Post, 1830. The way station from St. Louis to the plentiful but perilous beaver country of the Blackfoot Indians. By the year 1830, many of the safer beaver grounds, especially those along the rivers and streams of the Great Plains, had already been trapped out. Still, young greenhorns stopped at Fort Atkinson on their way to making their fortunes in the fur trade. Greenhorns like young William Burdue.
Lord, I know it's been a spell since I last came calling on you, but I need your help. I can't figure which direction to call home no more. Is it down in this valley where P.G. and Whitebird are waiting on me in Big Shoulders Lodge? Or is it back over them snow-covered mountains to your side of the Missouri? I'm afraid, Lord, that if I go down to Big Shoulders Lodge, I might never get the notion to leave these mountains again. The way I keep fidgeting, this child could pluck the whiskers right out of his chin. It's kind of a habit for me to pull my whiskers when I'm thinking, Lord. Day I first laid eyes on P.G. Waite, I had no beard. No beard and no mountain sense. That was the day I rode into Fort Atkinson.
Well, looky what the wind's blowed in. Monsieur Delargue, and leading a pack horse at that.
Shining day, mister.
Monsieur Delargue.
I didn't hear what you said.
Monsieur Delargue.
Oh, me? No, I ain't no Frenchman. I'm from Tennessee.
Tennessee. That's a good one, Pilgrim.
I don't see the joke, mister. Oh,
no joke. Tennessee's fine. Fine place. Pilgrim, you've been a real day brightener.
Before you walk away, you think you could point me to the forest blacksmith?
Just follow your ear, Pilgrim. Just follow your ear.
Oh, I wonder what addled his brain. Maybe that old trapper's brain ain't so addled after all. Come on, horses. We best follow our ears. I brung you some trade, Mr. Blacksmith.
What's your trouble?
Oh, my pack horse is losing a shoe.
Tomorrow, earliest. Company's work comes first.
Tomorrow's early enough. I'm a man with time on his hands.
What you got is no choice. Them your traps you're packing on your horse, or are them traps for the company?
They're mine.
Planning on trapping beaver?
That's my intention. Clues are worth $3 apiece in St. Louis.
Well, pelts keep going down, don't they? Maybe that's why the company ain't hiring any more trappers this year.
Well, I ain't signing on with no fur company anyway. Company pockets too much of the profit.
Well, the Injuns got their intentions too, friend. They'll take a greenhorn scalp faster than you can save Mississippi.
A man has got to take risks to turn a profit. From what I've seen and heard, free trapping is the only way left to turn a profit in the fur trade.
Oh, look out the door. There goes somebody you should see.
That man in buckskin? I had a peculiar talk with him when I rode in.
Yeah, that's P.G. Waite. He was a free trapper once. Got himself bushwhacked. Lost everything he had. Everything. There's some would say he even lost his hair. Even sleeps wearing that beaver skin hat of his. I tell you, if a man like P.G. Waite can't make money free trapping, no way in hell you will.
Monsieur de Lard?
Waite called you Monsieur de Lard. Wouldn't be surprised.
What's it mean?
He called you a pork eater. Man wouldn't know poor bull from fat cow.
I ate buffler meat all the way from St. Louis.
Waite ain't talking about buffler meat.
No, I guess he ain't. If you tended my horses and gear, I'd pay you come morning.
Your horses will be waiting for you in the morning. Hey, where are you going?
To buy Mr. Waite a drink. Do you remember me, Mr. Waite?
Depends where you found my name, Pilgrim.
I had a talk with that blacksmith my ear found.
Tennessee, wasn't it?
That's right. My name's William Berdue. I'd like to talk to you.
Anything in that whiskey jug you're holding?
Nothing except whiskey.
Hell, you can have my talk in that case. Pull up a chair and pass that jug.
I want to talk trapping with you, Mr. Waite.
Oh, sweetest taste in the world, Whiskey B.
I don't want to be Monsieur de Lard.
Of course you don't. What man would?
I want to learn trapping.
What you wants to know is where's the best trapping found, which Injun smoked the pipe, where to sit out the high snows, all for the price of a whiskey jug. Well, eat the first.
No, sir. I want to be your partner.
My what?
Partner. I heard how you was bushwhacked.
Hell yes, I were. I ever see that half-breed hawk nose what rides with them bug boys, I'll show him his last black face.
He rides with who?
Bugs boys, Blackfeet. Ain't natural Blackfeet taking to any man what's got white blood in his veins.
Well, I wouldn't be against hunting down hawk nose while we're doing our trapping.
Son, if I trap alone, then you can bet your soul with the devil I takes my revenge alone.
Well, man who sold me this jug mentioned your credit's been cut off. No possibles, no horses, no way to get back in business, no way to hunt down Hawknose.
I can always sign on with a company.
Blacksmith says the fur company ain't hiring no more trappers this year.
You sure been asking a pile of questions about me.
Well, there's no need to ask. Folks around Fort Atkinson come right out and tell.
I suppose so. What kind of partnership we be discussing?
We'd split 50-50, less the cost of outfitting you.
Reasonable offer. I just can't size you up as a man I can count on when them Bugs boys come for my hair.
Blacksmith said much the same. Said he'd size me up for dead the day I ride into Blackfeet country. Said he couldn't size you up a wealthy man. Not ever.
For a man what knowed nothing at all about mountain ways, that blacksmith sure do talk some.
I'm willing to bet my hair we could prove him wrong.
As partners?
As partners.
Hell, there's nothing left for me to lose. Pilgrim, have yourself a swig of whiskey. You got yourself a partner.
I'd rather have your hand on it.
Well, then here's my hand. Now, besides outfitting me, we'll need gewgaws for the Indian squaws and extra horses for the chiefs.
Eight Injun ponies, three pack horses, and the two mares we be riding. Gonna make it a mite crowded around the campfire, I'd say.
Yeah, we need them ponies. Well, this time next year, when our partnership's up, pray you'll be lucky enough to ride into Fort Atkinson on your own horse.
took a little more than a fortnight for me to start praying, Lord. Maybe you don't recall that first time I called on you, but I sure do. PG and me had come to the Bighorn River with them rising banks either side. I never prayed so hard to you, Lord, as that time PG and me got ourselves ambushed in the Bighorn River.
Mountain snows must have been some this winter. I never seen the Bighorn so high this time of year.
Can we get the horses across?
River ain't that high we got to fret over the horses. We can drive the ponies ahead of us.
All right.
Get up. Come on up. Watch that spotted pony. He be circling past you. You don't take care.
I see him. Come on. Get on, you spotted critter. Get on. Water's deeper now.
You powder dry?
Yeah, it is. Are you expecting trouble?
Look up ahead.
Oh, I see.
Keep your rifle across your saddle.
But there be more than a dozen Indians waiting on us atop that riverbank.
Raise your rifle and they'll cut us down right in the water.
Them Indians ain't smiling, PG. You got a plan?
Keep riding. I'm thinking.
It ain't far to that bank and them Indians.
Just you keep riding. And don't let on how scared you be.
Well, I ain't ever been one to hide my feelings.
Well, now's the time to start. Fear only encourages a savage.
The Indian tribes who roamed both the Great Plains and the Rocky Mountains had different approaches to dealing with the white men who invaded their hunting grounds. The Blackfoot Indians never missed an opportunity for attack. Others, like the Crows, Shoshones, and Pawnees, traded freely with the whites. But two white men, traveling alone and outfitted with a year's worth of supplies, would make a tempting target for any Indian tribe. Riding up the riverbank, pack horses in tow behind them, P.G. Waite and his trapper apprentice, William Burdue, suddenly find themselves sitting ducks for a band of Crow warriors.
I count 12 of them, P.G.
I got eyes, Pilgrim. Now you leave me do the powwowing.
Well, I don't like giving them first fire.
What we be doing is giving ourselves a chance to save our hair. Now, leave the jawing to me. Tonto hay!
Arroyo hay!
You might recall, Lord, them sincere prayers I was sending you at that time. I never prayed so hard for a miracle in my life. But P.G. had them Crow Braves figured. I just didn't know it. We come riding up that riverbank with them Injuns screaming all around us. We come face to face with that Crow chief. P.G. suddenly slipped that beaver skin hat off his head. Story that blacksmith heard back at Fort Atkinson were true. Somebody already took half the hair atop P.G.'s head, and the sight of a half-scalp white man took the fire right out of them Injuns. Not 2 minutes later, oh, you gave me my miracle, Lord.
Why, white man have no hair?
That Crow chief spoke American.
Plenty bad white men with hawk nose take my hair. Take my beaver plumes. Leave me for dead. I know dead.
Man who take hair, take soul, too.
I hunt hawk nose white man. Take back my hair. Make hawk nose white man plenty dead.
You sing the warrior song.
I give you 4 pony horses, chief. Gift from me and my partner.
Maybe I take all pony horses. Your horse, too.
I said I'd give you 4 pony horses. No more. Only 4.
You plenty brave white man, no hair. What name your father give you?
My name is P.G. Waite. This here's my partner, Will Perdue.
Pleased to make your acquaintance, chief.
What name you called?
Me Big Shoulders. This my buffalo hunt. You come by lodge. Plenty buffalo for crows and white man.
P.G.'s instinct was right about trusting that Crow chief, Lord. Big Shoulders womenfolk waited on P.G. and me like we was heirs to the throne of England.
Your lodge be the lodge of an important man, Big Shoulders.
Yep.
I reckon you have plenty horses.
Tontutti, plenty horses. White bird, bring food.
Tom Tete.
Well, buffalo ribs for dinner. We be in for a shining meal, partner.
This white bird, my daughter.
You have a right pretty daughter, Big Shoulders.
I'll think about the daughter later. Right now, I don't mind if I do eat one of them ribs you're holding, white bird.
Thank you kindly. Looks good.
Something wrong with your rib, Big Shoulders?
Tinta.
Hey, what'd he throw his buffalo rib into the fire for?
I don't think he appreciates his daughter's cooking.
Tinta, Tina.
Don't you fret none, Big Shoulders. Out on the plains, I ate my share of raw buffalo meat. Tasted plenty good, too.
My poor cooking makes sorrow fill my heart.
Hey, PG, Whitebird speaks American, too.
Say, Big Shoulders, where'd you and your daughter learn that American?
White man come stay my lodge 8 moons. He hunt beaver like you.
Don't say. Where'd he go to? Be here in your camp?
No, he go in ground.
You mean somebody put him under?
Dead?
Tom Tete, he dead.
Say, chief, you know two of them 4 other ponies outside, they belong to me. I'd like you to have them too.
Ah, you plenty good friend, no hair.
Well, get on.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Big Shoulders, I'd be proud if you'd take...
I bring you new food. This meat is cooked longer than the first. Better.
My daughter, plenty bad cook.
Oh, Whitebird sure can speak American some. Now, Big Shoulders, I want you
Pilgrim,
to
Pilgrim, you don't...
Hold on, PG. Now it's my turn. Big Shoulders, I want you to have my 2 ponies.
Oh, Pilgrim, what have you done?
What are you fretting about? I say something bad?
White bird make my heart heavy many moons. White bird no cook good, no make buffalo hide good, no make good buckskin for my war shield. Only weak crow men want white bird for wife.
Pilgrim, prepare yourself.
Tontitty, I take your ponies. You take my daughter.
What?
There you are, Pilgrim. You just married yourself a squaw.
But how'd I do that?
Never mention horses and an Indian girl's name in the same breath to her father.
Why, tarnation, didn't you stop me?
Oh, I tried, but you darn well insisted.
Well, but what do I do now?
You smile real quick, like you're real happy before Big Shoulders gets insulted.
Oh, this can't be.
Injun ways, Pilgrim. You and the white bird be married, all right.
When Greenhorn William Berdue shook hands on a 1-year trapping partnership with mountain man P.G. Waite, he never imagined that he'd fall under the spell of Waite's free-spirited mountain ways or find himself married off to a crow maiden named Whitebird. Each passing day saw the road home to Tennessee become more complicated. The question for young Berdue was, which direction would he take at the end of his 1-year apprenticeship in the mountains?
Well, I don't see what you're so angry about, PG. I'm the one married to Whitebird.
I'd have known you was going to marry Big Shoulders' daughter. I'd never have given him them 2 ponies.
Well, if you hadn't, I never thought to give Big Shoulders my half of the ponies. And I wouldn't be married to Whitebird now.
Well, Pilgrim, marriage does have its compensations.
Well, we ain't married legal. Law won't hold me to wedlock with Whitebird.
Ain't no white law this side of the Missouri. Only Injun and mountain law this side. Neither one says you be married.
I'm fixing on asking Whitebird if she'd like to go back to her father.
Well, then ask. Whitebird, ride on up here.
Whitebird, I was wondering...
Yes, husband?
You don't have to call me that. Fact is, you can ride home anytime you want.
I would bring much shame on my father's lodge to return so soon.
I wouldn't want that.
Glad you settled that, Pilgrim. Say, Whitebird, that trapper what taught you and your father American, how'd he die?
My father think him brave warrior, but he plenty bad man.
How'd he go under?
Many times he come for me to sleep in his buffalo robe, but I say no. One night, when my father and many Crow warriors hunt buffalo, this white man tried to make me sleep in his buffalo robe.
Why, that dirty skunk.
Your father killed him, huh?
No, I kill him.
Well, Pilgrim, I wouldn't take to arguing with your new wife if I were you.
Looking back on them early months, Lord, when PG was teaching me the ways a man needed to survive in the mountains, I realized what shining times them was.
This here ointment stinks to God's own heaven. But it do bring out beaver. Put 10 yards between your traps in the stream. Gotta give them critters room to move.
Oh, this stuff stinks worse than a buffalo carcass.
Just you pray tomorrow's rain don't wash it off our traps before we make a catch.
Well, don't look like rain to me.
This time of year, rain's pretty regular in these parts. Feel the chill in the air? That be rain sign.
And you know, Lord, PG was right again. It did rain. The next day, there was so many things to learn from PG. That the safest route in and out of mountain parts a man ain't ever seen before was along a high ridge. How to read trail and understand the mood of the engines, what made it. Where game and water was to be found for 100 miles. Of course, Lord, not everything was fit and eats and dry camping. I mean, it's hard, Lord, when you find yourself married to an Indian girl by accident, way I did. And especially a right friendly one like Whitebird.
Husband? We must talk.
Oh, Whitebird, I'm all tuckered.
4 moons come and go since we left my father's lodge.
Oh, you thinking about going home to your father?
No. Why do you not share your buffalo robe with me?
That ain't something to talk about now. PG will be back any minute.
PG walk over much snow for firewood. Gone many minutes. We can talk.
Whitebird, we be different people. Different races. I'd be going back to Tennessee someday.
Does my body not please you?
No, of course your body would please me. That ain't the point. What I'm trying to explain is
that PG asked me to sleep in his buffalo robe.
He did.
I tell him William is my husband. I tell him story of White Trapper who tried to make me sleep in his buffalo robe.
Good for you.
PG say you no want me.
Oh, I like you, Whitebird. It's just, I'm going back to Tennessee someday.
My heart filled with shame, my husband.
Darn these diggings. This measly pile of firewood is all I could find in this snow. Darn wind's blowing out of the north. We be in for some more snow come morning.
We'll find some firewood with first light. I tied the horses by that row of trees, out of the wind the way you told me, PG.
I checked. Cold night like this enough to make me wish I had a woman's face round my lodge, too, partner. Well, night.
Yeah, I'm gonna stir the fire a while. Good night.
Good night, my husband. Sleep warm.
Yeah, I will.
Pilgrim, you sure got some strange notions about love. What I call a kentuck of a morning. Can't see my hand in front of my face. Pilgrim!
PG, over here.
Huh?
Something is wrong with William.
Darn, the fire went out.
William, you must let me help.
No, I'll be fine once it stops shivering.
Give me a look, Pilgrim.
He needs fire.
Looks to me like your man's got the shakes. You'd be right about that fire. I've seen men shake clean out of their skins in cold like this.
I can't stop shaking.
Yeah, I got my possibles bag right here, Pilgrim. Kindling, flint, and stone.
Please, you must hurry.
Can't strike the flint. My hands are numb. Darndest thing I ever saw.
Help me clean snow off fire from last night.
What for? Them ashes are long cold.
No, I must find fire at bottom of ashes.
Wind's like cold steel. Your man don't get his fire soon, you're gonna lose him. You think you can ride, Pilgrim?
No.
Quick, Bring kindling.
Well, I'll be. You found a hot ember. Give it here before the wind blows it out.
Take it.
Kindling caught. Any wood left?
A little.
These shakes won't stop.
I hold you.
Hey, what about me? I be cold, too.
You warm your hands over fire. Then find more wood.
No squaw orders this child round.
I warm my husband in his buffalo robe.
Darn your eyes. Man can't argue with that.
You find wood, then we all warm.
I got the shakes, man, P.G.
I'm already gone, partner.
Come close. I make you warm, husband.
Now, that be a fire.
Oh, it feels good. It feels real good.
I reckon White Bird took your shakes away.
I ain't one to talk about women folk.
I know, Pilgrim. When White Bird comes back from the creek, we'll have us a hot breakfast.
I reckon Whitebird taught you something about building fires this morning.
That she did.
You know, P.G., I'm beginning to like her.
Better than keeping Tennessee values? Or are you still headed back Tennessee way when our partnership's up?
Well, Tennessee will always have a mighty pull for me. But Whitebird's...
Most god-awful force in the world, a woman's delights is. Not a thing can save a man.
P.G., look, we got company.
Greetings, gents. Saw you smoke, and I come in for the warmth.
Pilgrim, don't let on now, but that voice... You keep coming, stranger.
You mean he be the one what bushwhacked you?
I feel right lucky finding you, gents.
That be him. That be Hawknose. Set yourself by the fire, friend. Breakfast won't be long.
Lorne Greene again, and here's the fourth act of Mountain Ways.
My Christian name be Thomas, gents.
I go by P.G. This here's William. Me and Will got horses to feed before we make breakfast.
Like a hand with them horses?
Nah, you just warm yourself by the fire.
I got the feed, P.G. How can you turn your back on that bushwhacker?
Because I know how he operates.
You said he rides with Blackfeet.
He do. I count two of them in the trees about 50 yards back of where Hawknose set his tail down.
Sweet Lord. White Bird went out that way.
White Bird's got sense enough to look after her own.
I ain't leaving White Bird to the Blackfeet.
Blackfeet'll jump us when we be all together.
But, P.G.?
Providence brung that bushwhacker into our camp. But it'd be me what puts a bullet through Hawknose. What you and me are gonna do, partner, is sucker them Blackfeet right to us.
Look like you'd be expecting somebody, friend.
My squaw went down to the creek a while ago.
Whitebird's coming in now, Will.
You've been gone so long, Whitebird. You set my heart pounding.
Husband, great danger. I find Blackfoot signed by creek.
Oh, you just ruined my surprise, Whitebird.
Hey. Watch where you're pointing your rifle.
Reckon you can't recognize me with my hat on. There. You remember me now?
I'd have swore I killed you when I tried that first time, critter.
P.G., he's holding a pistol underneath his coat.
The trees, Will.
How bad you shot?
I'd be belly shot.
Not good. Much blood.
These two rocks ain't enough cover for the three of us.
At least I put Hawknose under.
Hawknose fight with Blackfeet. Blackfeet are stupid warriors.
Well, they ain't too buffler-witted. And Blackfeet got us pinned down in a crossfire.
Can't be too many of them. They'd have rushed us by now if there were.
Give Whitebird your rifle. You'd be no help with that belly wound.
I'll show you what help I be. You and Whitebird break for the horses. I'll cover you with my rifle and the one Hawknose ain't got no use for no more.
Running out on you don't shine with me.
I'd have run out on you if I were in your moccasins. Take your man, Whitebird.
William say we stay with you.
Whitebird, You remember how I taught you to load my rifle?
I remember.
Oh, you'll be losing a fool's game, Pilgrim. Make a run for it whilst I can still squeeze a trigger.
You just keep my hands filled with lead, Whitebird.
Hey, shivering in the cold last night turned you loco.
Blackfeet always take scalps in a fight. They ever be bought off?
Holy time. Blackfeet don't take scalps. It's when they'd be afraid of losing their own hair.
Well, you think they'd settle for the horses?
You can't give them our plews, not without a fight.
I'll be talking horses, PG, not beaver.
Hawk Nose is not Blackfoot. Blackfeet no fight for his honor.
I think Whitebird's right. And once we get all our guns loaded, I'm going for the horses.
I'll cover you.
I've been counting the rifles, and I make out four. Odd should be with me.
My heart go with you, husband.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Whitebird.
Oh, get on with it, Pilgrim. This husband and wife talk pains my ears worse than the hole in my belly.
All right, then start shooting. I think I was too scared to call on you, Lord, at the time. At least, I don't recall praying as I ran to where the horses were tied. There weren't no time to pray. Whitebird and PG come close enough to hitting them Blackfeet braves, so I reached the horses without a scratch. They gave me time to untie the horses and send them running down the mountain.
Get out!
Them four horses kicked up enough confusion for me to make it back to PG and Whitebird without them Blackfeet even getting off a shot. You can put down that rifle now, Whitebird. I think we'd be done shooting.
You be well?
Yeah, I'd be fine. Hey, look! Look, PG. Them Blackfeet are rounding up our horses and making tracks. Woohoo!
My guess be they be coming back with more braves for our scalps.
PG be right. Blackfoot now know we have no horses. They know we be weak.
I kept one horse for us.
About time you start showing some mountain smarts, Pilgrim.
What's a body got to do to make you stop calling him Pilgrim?
Get that horse and ride out of here with Whitebird.
Ah, Whitebird, get your things.
No arguing, Will. It'd be for the best.
No arguing, PG. We'll do it mountain way.
PG be right. The Blackfoot will come for us soon.
You be worried about the tracks of travel we'll leave in the snow?
Yes, and we will travel slow. We have but one horse.
I could never go back to Tennessee if and I left PG to them Blackfeet.
You be brave friend to PG. I think only of us.
Working as a team, Lord. It took Whitebird and me less than an hour to put the travois together. PG didn't complain when I laid him on the buffalo rope. He'd lost too much blood by then to do any complaining. We stuck to the high country, Whitebird and me on either side of the horse what was dragging PG. And all that mountain snow made the going real slow.
He breathed very hard.
Well, there's nothing we can do for PG before we reach your father's lodge.
Pilgrim, you ain't learned a thing. You darn fool.
I see Sleeping Beauty's back with us.
Thought you were gonna leave me.
I told you. I'd settle this mountain way. And my way says you don't leave a man what's breathing for Blackfeet fodder.
You must rest.
I hurts too bad to rest. How long we been moving?
4, maybe 5 hours. There's no sign of any Blackfeet.
They'll come.
My father's winter lodge be not many hills.
We be making for a Big Shoulders lodge.
There be enough of Blackfoot war party after our hides. Then it don't make no difference how close we get to Big Shoulders lodge.
It's a heck of a time for you to turn pessimist, Peachy.
Why'd I have to be right?
We best head for them trees.
I take horse. You watch for Blackfeet.
Where are them critters? You know where we be? Show your black faces!
Tonto, hey!
Father!
Hey, it's Big Shoulders! We got the Tennessee luck with us, PG!
Pilgrim? Pilgrim?
My husband not here.
This Big Shoulders lodge?
Tonto, medicine man come, make you sleep 2 days.
Yeah, I can't say as I know what your medicine man gimme, but I do admit I feel the better for it. Big Shoulders, how'd you run across us out on that mountain?
Oh, 2 Crow braves hunt deer. Hear your rifles, come back my lodge. I take many Crow warriors, look for white men who fight Blackfeet. Find you.
My father not know who it was. We him say we have Tennessee luck.
Where be Will now?
William go back for beaver pelts.
How long's he been gone?
2 sons. William come back soon.
2 days for a day's ride.
Much snow falls in mountain last night.
Maybe Will get himself lost. Who'd he take with him?
No man. William go alone.
Assuming Will be alive, and he be carrying enough pelts to make a tidy sum back in St. Lou.
No, William promise he come back.
To you?
William, plenty good man. Keep word.
Sure, he be good. Best partner ever had. Till now. But them pelts be the devil's own temptation.
William no leave you to Blackfeet, P.G.
Maybe he figures that makes things square between him and me. And ain't you forgetting how he feels about Tennessee?
No.
Well, then, I'd say we both got something to fret about while we be waiting on our overdue partner.
Well, that'd be the long and short of it, Lord. I'm packing better than 300 beaver pelts on them ponies Big Shoulders lent me. I could cut loose PG's share and head back to St. Lou. With any luck, I'd end up a wealthy man. Or I could ride down into Big Shoulder's lodge, look into Whitebird's eyes, and probably never leave these mountains again. You or me, Lord, which way would you head? Darn cold just sitting on this ridge. You know what's funny, Lord? I ain't ever spoke to you as much as I have since I come into these mountains. Instead of making me a savage, these mountains brung me closer to you. I ain't never run out on a friend. And maybe it ain't legal-like in your eyes, Lord. But in these mountain ways, Whitebird and me be man and wife. I do thank you for listening. You'll be hearing from me, Lord. On that you have my word. Get on, horse.
Yeehaw! I be home, Whitebird! Your man is home!
The Mutual Radio Theater is brought to you 5 nights a week at this time. Tonight's original radio play, Mountain Ways, was written by Bruce Martin and produced and directed by Fletcher Markle. Your host was Lauren Green. Our stars were Vic Perrin and Miles McNamara. Featured in the cast were Joan McCall, Len Behrman, and Ed McNamara. The Mutual Radio Theater theme was composed by Nelson Riddle. John Harlan speaking. The Elliott Lewis production of Mutual Radio Theater is a presentation of CVI.
Mutual Radio Theater has been brought to you by Sears, a name that means quality and value, a name that you can count on for service and dependability. Sears, where America shops for value.
This is Andy Griffith. Join us tomorrow at this same time. I've got another story I think you'll find riotously amusing.